Welcome to Executive Peaks, Kathy. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Are you ready to begin?
I am ready.
Do you have a morning ritual?
I do. I do what everybody says not to do, and the first thing I look at is my phone. Not because I'm addicted to it, but because I want to know what my day is going to look like. I want to know if I get to lounge a little longer or if I have to jump out of bed and address things. So that's the first thing I do.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
Oh, let it go. Not hang on to those things and be stuck in those thoughts, to just like breathe and let it go. Everything's okay.
What is the best constructive guidance you've given to someone?
Oh, I'd like to be a cop out and say let it go. But no, I think go for it. It's been one of my phrases since high school. And, you know, I really encourage people to get out of their comfort zone, to do those things that scare them. I do trapeze for fun, and I've brought a lot of my clients and friends to experience that with me. So I think it's really just about taking that risk and stepping out of your comfort zone, doing things that scare you a little bit.
What is the life mantra you live by?
Oh, going back to go for it. It's been there my entire life. I don't know where it came from. I certainly didn't coin the phrase. I think partially it came from my dad, who is quite the adventure junkie himself, quite the encourager, always the first one to step in and try something new, to push his limits a little bit. So I definitely got that from him. And I think it's served me well. It's pushed me not only personally, but also in my business and my relationships. It gives me an opportunity to grow and just experience things. And to me, that's one of the greatest things about being on this planet, in this world, is just to have all these different experiences, whether it's different food or different wine or different culture. It just enriches everything.
What is the one sport you excel at or you wish you could excel at?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I don't know if it's a sport. I've been doing trapeze for about 8 years. And it's something that I wish I would have started when I was younger. You know, to be trying double somersaults at 50 is a stretch on my body, on my mind, and it's pushing me. It's mildly terrifying, I will tell you. So I wish I would have started earlier. But I gotta say, my body's doing great things, and it's allowing me to do that. But I wish I could excel a little bit more. I wish I would have started earlier.
Kathy, do you have any hidden talents?
Oh, I can wiggle my ears, which
is really?
I don't know if it's down. But what's so fun is not only can I wiggle both ears, I can wiggle one at a time, which I hear is exceedingly rare. So I don't think that's going to get me on America's Got Talent, but it is definitely, you know, some silly party trick that I get to show off to people. Other than that, I don't know that I do anything exceptional. I can still drop into all the splits. We'll say that's my talent. I can wiggle my ears and drop in all the splits.
What is the most courageous thing you've done in the past year?
Oh, you know, I think it's got to go back to the trapeze. It's I've been to so many different rigs around the world, and so many people have said, "You've never tried a double." Like, it's the easiest thing in the world. Like, oh, sure, you just wake up one day and you do that. For them, it's old hat. For them, it's a simple thing. And for me to try that was really a risk to me. I did find it incredibly scary. I don't know what I thought was going to happen. You're in safety lines, but I think that's sort of what a great parallel for life, right? There's these things that you're supposed to do or you have to do or you want to do, and it's scary, and you do it anyway. So just recently, my boyfriend and I were at a rig in Las Vegas, and the instructor said, "Why are you not trying doubles? Do it. Do a 1.5. And I did a 1.5, and I caught it that same day. And that really just fueled me. Oh, it was incredible. And just, it was easy. It was easy. And he said, you know, "I'm going to make it so easy for you." And I didn't believe him. Why would I not just believe him? But I did, and I tried it, and I did it, and it was successful. And that opened the door for me to try a double, which I'm working on now. And I think it was having somebody in my corner. I didn't have to be a self-starter with it. They saw that I had the ability to do it and encouraged me to. So I think trusting the people around me was big. It's not something I'm very used to being able to do. And just doing my own motto, which is go for it. And I'm working on a double right now, which is really exciting. It's very out of my comfort zone and very exciting for me.
What's the biggest misconception about you?
Oh, people assume, I was just having a conversation about this, people assume because I'm in the healing arts and I do massage and I teach meditation and mindfulness, that, you know, I'm a vegetarian and that I don't swear and I don't drink and I listen to the very like la 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 music all the time. Oh, they couldn't be more wrong. I'm a meat eater. I love my glass of wine. I swear like a trucker, especially when I'm driving or watching football. You know, it's just, I think we put these people in boxes and they hear, oh, she's a healer. Okay, that must mean blah, blah, blah. Or she's a woman. That must mean blah, blah, blah. And so I like to break those stereotypes. I'm definitely probably not a typical anything. So yeah, people assume I'm just this, you know, like I'm meditating all the time and I do yoga all day. And it's like, nah, I do hip hop. So I listen to, you know, heavy metal music. So it's definitely something that I think people find surprising.
What is the most heartfelt compliment you've received?
Oh, wow. After I did my TEDx talk, my dad was absolutely my best friend. He passed away, geez, almost 3 years ago, kind of right now. He called me after my TEDx talk, and he left me a voicemail saying, I just watched your talk. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what it was going to be, and it was amazing. He said, I've got to give you props for that. It was really just so impressive, and I'm so proud of you. And it was just, I saved that voicemail. And I'm so glad I did, because how often do we, like, we lose somebody and then we go, oh, I just want to hear their voice again. So I have the most incredible voicemail from him that I can listen to whenever I want, with him complimenting something that I do. With him, I don't think actually understanding what my career was until he saw that talk. So I'm so, so grateful that I got to have that conversation with him and I got to have it on a recording.
How beautiful. If you could redo any life experience, which one would it be?
I don't think I'd redo anything, because every single thing that's happened, every choice I've made, every circumstance that I've been in, even those ones that I deem to be negative, have led me to exactly where I am right now. And, you know, we can look back and see those crossroads of what if I would have gone to a different school and what if I would have said yes and not no. We can all like go back and review those choices, but I gotta say exactly where I am right now is where exactly I'm supposed to be. So if I altered anything, it would be a really different life, and I don't know that I'd want that. I think I want to keep everything exactly the way it is.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
Wine, swearing, I don't know. what do I do? You know, it's tough because I was raised, my father was very much, use your head, common sense, think things through. But we do have this emotional system to act as a guidance system, right? So I tend to overthink things. And when I just go with instinct, when I just go with my gut, it's usually right. So I have learned to tell my mind to just shut up for a second and feel it. You know, is that something I want to move towards? Does my body actually like open up and lean towards that thing when I think about it? Or does it have this very subtle repelling back on the heels? So I think I've learned to go with my gut, quiet the thinking. I'm great at helping other people think through things. And I think I'm using that skill for that. But I think I've got to go, for the most part, I've got to go with the heart, got to go with that gut feeling.
And you touched upon it. Last time you ignored your gut feeling, what happened?
I got the most incredible boyfriend. It's as simple as that. I just went with that gut of this is great. I have to say yes to this.
Perfect retirement destination.
Ooh, okay. So there is I had the privilege of speaking on this. It's the world's largest privately owned yacht. And you buy basically a condo on this ship, and you travel around the world. And if you stay on it, I think it was for 3 years, you would get to every country in the world, every port in the world. So I'm doing that. I want to travel the world. I want to see everything. I want to experience everything. It was such a privilege to be on that ship for the 8 or 9 days that I was. And there was a little part of me that went, oh, yeah, if I could do this, this would be the way I'd do it.
What is your favorite comfort food?
Oh, that's a really good question. What is my favorite comfort food? I'd say ice cream, but I don't typically turn to foods for comfort. Anything that I cook, I find a lot of comfort and a lot of power in cooking and creating meals. So I think it would be just like that in that moment, that perfect meal that I put together with the perfect spice, with the perfect wine pairing. I actually take a lot of comfort in that. I don't think there's one like classic comfort food that I run to.
Please finish the sentence. Promises are.
Promises are difficult because we say something in the moment, and I think our true intention is to keep that. And sometimes things happen. Sometimes things shift or change, maybe in the external environment, maybe in our own mind, that cause us to not be able to keep those. So I think promises are very difficult.
If you only had $10, what would you spend it on?
Wine. Gotta go. It's not gonna be a super duper bottle of wine, but that is one thing I treat. I'm not a shoe person. I'm not an outfit person, but I really do love treating myself to a beautiful bottle of wine. It's a mindfulness practice. You see it, you sniff it, you taste it, you feel it in your mouth. To me, it's just such a sensory experience, and it's such a big part of my life. Yeah, I'm absolutely heading for the wine.
If you only had $10,000, what would you spend it on?
Wine. No, I'm kidding. That would be a lot of wine. You know, I really love travel. To me, that's just one of the huge things that just fuels my soul. So if I had an extra 10 grand to just do something with, I think I would take a lot of time off and just go, really just travel around, go to the places I've not been yet, get an open-ended flight, and just travel till I can't travel anymore.
The last thing you do before calling it a day?
Kiss my boyfriend and say goodnight.
Are there any initiatives you host or causes you support?
They're fleeting. As I've gotten older, I realize there's different causes that garner my attention. Planned Parenthood and women's rights organizations have always been huge for me. Gay rights organizations have always been huge for me. Voters' rights. I think it just sort of changes as, you know, the environment changes, as the world changes. I've actually gotten less activist-y as I've gotten older, which is kind of interesting. You'd think as you grew, you'd get more. But I'm always sharing petitions and encouraging people to take action on what they believe in.
And Kathy, what do you do and where can people find you?
Oh, so I'm a life coach. I coach individuals, couples, and teams. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm an author. My eighth book just came out. And you can find me at either kathygruver.com or kathygruver.coach.
Kathy, I appreciate you. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.